Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host. Yeah. So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go. Hey.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Glenn.
Where you at?
Fam.
Where you at?
Sure.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
Okay, what's up, everybody out there? Thank you for tuning in to Monstrous Radio Live. It is Takeover Tuesday, where, you know, we try to do everything we can to take over, do what we do. This is the only night of the week where you can call into the show, and we won't send you a bill, and you can promote what you do. You're there, and we don't care if you're an author, actor, babysitter on the weekends. It don't matter what you do. Tonight is that big night. You can call in and broadcast and let everybody know what it is that you're all about. So, before I get into our first couple of tracks right quick, let's jump up here with Jazzy B. Hey, she's Jazzy from Monstrous HEL. So, what's good, Jazzy B? Look, she's like, I wasn't ready.
I was ready.
Oh,
there
you
go. I'm here. What's happening, everybody?
We laugh. Ready to get it in. So, all right. So I think you got some stuff coming up a little bit later on in the show. You got the Tell People About. Let's see. What all? Am I right? You got some stuff coming up?
Yes, I got a couple of fashion shows coming up. Also, you can vote for me as Miss Fashion Week as well. That is all over my social media. Yes, got some major things popping off, and I'm excited about it. I am.
Okay. So, all right, so stick with us, y'all. You know how we do it every Tuesday night. The number to call in is 424-243-9649. You got to press 1 if you want to talk, though. You can make a request. You can start a topic or promote whatever it is you do, like we said. But for now, check it out. This is some more hot new music. This is 44 Rock. It's called Luxury Tax. I really like this one, Jazzy. I found this one I got back from Paris, and I think it fit for me because I think I get a whole different luxury tax now that I don't came back. I'm just saying.
All right.
Let's get it.
Right.
Takeover Tuesday. Monsters Radio Live. Luxury Tax. It's the clean version, but y'all get the vibe. If you know the old song, say the cuss words and make it feel good.
Would you tax me if I put up with them bands, though? Would you tax me for the peas in the band, though? Would you tax me if I came up with a plan in my hand? Tax me if I took all of the chances. Would you tax me if I put up with them bands, though? Would you tax me for the peas in the band, though? Would you tax me if I came up with a plan in my hand? Tax me if I took all of the chances. Would you tax me? Would you tax me? Would you tax me?
I made the check and I let the lady know that I ain't really
would
in the lineup.
Would you tax me? Would you tax me?
I made the check and I let the lady know that I ain't really in the lineup. Just give me your number so maybe we can try to stay in touch. I gotta go get my bands up, wrap it up in rubber band stuff. Bro came with the lean so much, bro came in so clutch. Tax 10, daddy, I had to do it again, pay. If they ask you where I been, say, been in corners in the bins, ay. When the gas look empty, decide to hop inside a Bentley. Two F's like Fendi, front steps coming through the chimney, yeah. Mask on, put your mask on, ay. Mask on.
put your mask on, ayy. Keep a mask like Jason, keep the gas at the station, keep a stash in the basement. Free my brothers out the cages, cause they deserve a
vacation. Would you tax me if I put up with them bands, though? Would you tax me for the peas in the band, though? Would you tax me if I came up with a plan in my head? Tax me if I took all of the chances. Would you tax me? Would you tax me? Yeah, I just took a chance, made a champion. Shawty, before you leave, have a seat with me, please. She done make it smile, made me wanna say cheese. Gotta get on the road, king, get to the cheese. Know how I feel, ay, I never wanna leave ya. I never slip neither, like I always got on cleats. And you gon' wanna pay the price for me, but best believe it ain't cheap. I know you saying that you're tired of me, but baby, please don't sleep on me. I just want you on my bed with me, so you can rub in and sleep on me. I be lonely when I'm getting to this creep.
Would you tax me if I put up with them bands, though? Would you tax me for the peas in the band, though? Would you tax me if I came up with a plan in my head? Tax me if I took all of the chances. Would you tax me? Would you tax me?
All right, it's Takeover Tuesday. Let's see, what else do I got for you guys tonight? Let's see, I need to be popping some more of this new R&B. Matter of fact, I know what I got for you guys. Last night we did have a little request for Belle Biv DeVoe song. So let me see, what do I got over here for y'all? Let's see, do I want to do this one right here? No, not that one. That one's a little too slow for right now. I'm just saying for right now. So let me see what else do I got. Oh, I don't know what to play. Hot damn. There we go. There it is. Mattress Radio, Takeover Tuesday. You don't like what I'm saying? Call in, take over the show.
Feelings like February, I know I ain't the first, no January, girl. Cold as Ben and Jerry, let me put you on top, you the perfect cherry, you know. My back's so legendary, I've been doing this smoke, Curly and Larry, I.
And I can act as soon as with it, especially when you're moving it. And all I need is 2 minutes, then after that another 2 minutes. You got it real like a Mack truck, so BBD, girl, back it up. Do it on the can, let me set it up, and I'ma get the high.
The way you get it, girl, you kill it with a hearse at. Girl, you know I'm feeling and I want it in the worst way.
Girl, you know you're bad if you set. Put your foot over my lap, make it hurt. I wanna see you go berserk, so we can turn the club to a circus. Girl, we gon' turn the club to a circus.
Hot damn.
right, so we're going to open up the lines right after this one. This is new music, Rico Moreno, Colonel Loud. It's called Serious. Take over Tuesday. Take over if you bad enough. I'm just saying. Being said, take over Tuesday. Call in if you're monstrous enough. That number is 424-243-9649. But you gotta be monstrous and press one. Don't call in so I'm gonna say, excuse me, you guys. Excuse me, can I do what I do? No, we're gonna hang up on your ass.
We don't want to
call in and be like, move over. Right, move your ass over. It's my turn. I'm just saying, take your minute to fame. Hey, that's going to be our new slogan around here. Take over Tuesday, take your minute to fame. I like that. I like that. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, so one of the first things we do off the bat is we do the Monsters Radio Weather Report. I'll let you guys know what it is here. And the Twin Cities and Jazz is going to tell us where she's at and what's it like where she's at. So I'm in Minneapolis, you dig? That's the Twins of St. Paul around here. For some of those of y'all that don't know, yes, this is the hometown of Prince. It does not rain purple, though, I'm just saying. Minneapolis today, it had to be about a good 78 degrees. It had to be close to the 80s. It was really nice out there today. I hope people really had a chance to get out, enjoy the weather, get around the lake, walk your dog. Ladies, and walk your pets too. Oops, no pun intended. But y'all get what I'm saying. So it was really nice here. It was walkabout weather. It wasn't like the past couple of days, cool and rainy. So what's it like where you at, Zazzy, and where are you right now? Hello.
I am in Tennessee right now, and it has been hot for days. I've been in the air. I don't, me and the heat don't do good. I go outside to blow and come back in. Oh, that's enough.
So when you say you and the heat don't get along, I mean, what does that mean? Does that mean like, you get lazy? I mean, do you get like angry? What does that mean? You and the heat don't do
I get mad. Don't touch me. I get irritable. I start getting delusional. I start getting dizzy. Like, my body really thinks it's a vampire. Me and the heat and the sunlight are not friends.
She said we do not get along at all.
Wait, when we go to these events, y'all gonna see me with that little cute umbrella. Y'all gonna be like, look at her. My head gonna be held high with this umbrella.
You're so bad.
My body is confused. My body is confused. Okay. I don't know what it want to do.
Okay, well, we got that part out the way. So just unbelievable to be around this way here coming up soon. But until then, you know, we got some more music for you guys. And when we come back, I'm going to go over and see if I can find some who is bumping who and who is getting fat. See what's going on in the gossip lifestyle. And then, let's see, I got some new music for you guys here. And then we come back and Jazz is going to tell us about the stuff she got going on. Yeah, it's going to be a good show. So stick with us. Monster Slayer Live Takeover Tuesday. We're trying to find this guy's music. I liked his song. We played it last week. Still new. Oh, here we go. Weedy. It's called That's Bay. I like this track right here. All right, Takeover Tuesday. This is Weedy. It's called That's Bay. Check it out. New music.
She bad, that mala dip. Big bottle money, stay on it. Yeah, that's big, that mala dip. Yeah, that's big, that mala dip. I know she bad, that mala dip. Big bottle money, big bottle money. Yeah, that's big, that mala dip. Big 100, that's an understatement. Bitches bought a Benz, that's a money statement. I just left the plug, bought 100 cases. So much drink up in it, I can serve 100 patients. With B, shorty straight out the B. She be checking for daddy, calling throughout the day. Be a fool with them cars, she go rent me them calls. When I'm up in the zone, she go get me them balls. B, I don't like it when you mad at me. I love it when you call me Big Daddy. Bigger take a lot of hey. One time for them brick. Yeah, that's B, that's my Liddell. I know she bad. That mala dip, big bottle money, stay on it. Yeah, that's big, that mala dip. Yeah, that's big, that mala dip. I know she bad, that mala dip. Big bottle money, big bottle money. Yeah, that's big, that mala dip. Big lawyer with Silver, come through in the clutch, screaming out of my name. All she do when we f, we gon' get it back up. She want to when we. We be all in the car, act a fool when we rush. Keep a bag just in case, I catch me a case. Big posting a bill, ain't no sitting in jail. Big gon' get us a victim, bring her back to the crib. She got front, I got back, that's how real is live. I love her cause she got her own. I love her cause she putting on. We be all up in the kitchen, I be all up in that. Got that in our submission. Whoa. Yeah, that's big, that's my Liddell. I know she bad. That mala dip, big bottle money, stay on it. Yeah, that's big, that mala dip. Yeah, that's big, that mala dip. I know she bad, that mala dip. Big bottle money, big bottle money. Yeah, that's big, that mala dip. Yeah, that's big, that mala dip. I know she bad, that mala dip. Big bottle money, stay on it.
yeah, that's big. That's my left dip. Yeah, that's big. That's my left dip. I know she bad. That's my left dip. Big bout of money. Big bout of money. Yeah, that's big. That's my left dip.
No music all week, but tonight, we can
all of you chumps are gonna bow,
promote you. Damn, I fucked it up.
I know you got him. I know you got him picked, but the man's in trouble. I'm gonna show you how great I am.
Hold up. Black excellence, I be rapping it differently. Say how a co-sell him, how are you with this rapping thing? Underrated from Chaka City with all the flavor. My bitches ball like I'm Hugh McCarty, Sanaa Lathan. Black excellence, we depart from the negative, boy. Black denim that keep a knot like a pessimist, boy. Black niggas hate black niggas, that's evident. So keep black windows with mass niggas that never miss, boy. Charles Manson is celebrated, somebody saves. Dr. Savvy was really current with people gave us. I'm a beacon of what you become if you got passion. I feel like Ali, but feel like I be where all the cash is. Never could reach the masses. Label said I'm too deep, then I told them people let's drown it. Blacks executed for moving around it. Maybe I think too deep, but I think it be for this brown skin. Pro-black is an anti-white, but how we act like we don't see no tiki torches at night. Dick, pro-black is an anti-white, but if a Nazi try me, catch these Dali hands on sight. Dick, yeah.
He's young, he's handsome, he's a poet, a prophet, and many people believe he'll be the next heavyweight champion in the world. Look,
boy, yeah. Black excellence, a young perfectionist. White America's fear is intelligent men with melanin. Rap effortless, son of African immigrants. Every bag of this pack like I'm about to psh with anyone. You a feel nigga, posing as real nigga. And Uncle Tom like a sort of rhyme, so they deal with you. With me, I see through it. The Honorable Wale for Lauren Cassius, Muhammad Sonny, listening, you little niggas. Say my name, now say my name. Tell the rap that lift up my fist. Mr. Heyman, pay me my loot. Black excellence, black Lexus that never drive it. Ride me if you get the drift. I'm the underdog, they don't talk about what I've done. The odd 7, the 1, the 7 bell, you'll be done. I talk how I talk, I'm walking that walk. Could never fight for a country that want me to fall. Exile for a short minute when Zyla was born. I beef with her mom a little, it's throwing me off. But I'm back, that's my word. If the bag that I be in is feedback, it go brrr, like that with the words. Black excellence. Chocolate City, bitch. I'm on the phone with Coon and talking to Millie, bitch. Just a correctional, cut the message off really quick. No pressure, impressive, despite they effort hit him again.
You have a collect call
for Double M and ECR, and I'ma rep my dog. Yeah, nah, y'all never catch my boss. I mean, I write it, I really write it. I'm still Southpaw, awkward, lefty, introvert. It's hard to get near me, that's why I'm in interviews high, cause I be highly defensive for real. I'm black and I'm proud. No walking me down. We shocking the world again. Let me get that out. Wow.
I shook up the world. And I'm the greatest thing that ever lived. I shook up the world. And I upset Sonny Liston. I must be the greatest. I shook up the world. You must listen to me. I am the double. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, I must tell you this.
Say my name.
Yes, Wale. So, Cassius, you can call in and shock up the world yourself tonight because it's Takeover Tuesday. Tonight, you can call in and take over Monsterous Radio. So, I got Jazzy B with me. And, Jazzy, I think there's somebody outside the window. Who the hell is this outside the window with all that good ass hair? That's Miss Unbelievable. Oh, sneaky self. Trying to sneak around in here and jump through the window. What's going on? Hello?
Really? Sneak through the window? Baby, I come through the front door. This queen don't sneak through no window. Let's get 100. Okay? Comes through the door, busting it open like, what? Get it together. Get it together. What up, y'all?
What's good? And they're like, what? Man, please, So, all right, take over Tuesday. As you can tell, she came and took over. As she came in the door. It is what it is.
Absolutely.
So I guess, do I need to ask how you're feeling tonight? It sounds a lot nicer.
Absolutely. I've been doing the dang up thing. I got the S on my chest. Anybody else need to do something? Because it's getting done. Mm-hmm. It's getting done. Anybody else? Anybody? What y'all need?
While we at it, mom, it's not ours. While we at it, I'm just saying, hello.
Oh, you need an eye. All right. Make sure you write that contract up when you're going to bring that mug back, though. Write that contract up when I get that mug back. Because y'all black folks don't like to pay nobody their money back. As long as I got it, you got it. Nah, nigga. Nah, when I get that back, I'm going to need that yesterday.
Hey, but look. But that is a good topic, though. That is a good topic. Borrowing money to friends and family. Do we really expect that? I mean, do we really? For real, for real. Do we? Come on, do we?
Absolutely. What you mean, really? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I really gave it to you. I really want it back. What you mean?
Okay. What about you, Jazz? How you feel about it? I mean, do you really expect that back? Can you hear us, Jazz?
Yes, I'm here.
Maybe.
I had background noise. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
So I had myself
muted.
But I am leaving the premises right as we speak.
No.
All right. My daughter, I'm sorry, y'all. My daughter had came in from her Atlanta trip. She took a field trip to Atlanta today, and they went and did a lot of stuff around Atlanta, and she was excited.
Okay. That
she got to go without me.
Okay.
They said no parents allowed, so.
Kicked y'all on out.
Oh,
bye,
really?
Niggas. Bye.
Yes.
Bye, Felicia. Y'all can't come.
Because, you know, some of y'all parents at some kid event, y'all be having more fun than the kids. I'm just saying, some of y'all have more fun than the kids. How you going to be at the kids?
I mean, they think.
Kids. The
they
kids
say I'm
dance,
my daughter's sister.
And you are dancing the kids.
Okay, we not even going to talk about that, but that was at my dance, school dance on Friday. This Jazzy. This woman here, she outdanced the kids so much where all the other parents was embarrassed. We like, excuse me, this is your daughter's dance. Did you not know that this is not the club, that this is a school, a middle school dance? We do not, girl, let me tell you, she busts into a split. We do not do the split.
Oh, no.
On the middle. The split, bam, hit the ground, bam. I said, oh, my goodness. I said,
poor baby.
I said, oh, no. No. Did she just? Yes, she did. Hell to the no. Her daughter looked at her like, oh, did she just?
Oh.
Busted. Yes, middle school.
No, Mom.
Middle
no,
school,
Mom.
6th to 8th grade.
You
middle school.
Convincing.
Busted the split.
I mean.
Was there the better than the kids? I'm like, hello.
Who are you trying to impress?
That's for tomorrow.
I was like, this
That's
is not
Wednesday.
This is not the club. This is not the club. This is not the club. I'm going to need you. I just kept looking at her. She looked at me. I was like, mm-mm.
Oh, my God.
I
would have been there.
Your mouth would have been open just like mine.
Yeah.
And then she had like this hands that had like on the butt where it was faded. So it looked like somebody was touching her butt. I was like, come on. And then she had green hair. I was like, Jesus, stop. Take the wheel. Father, take it.
Oh, man. Because
this is a hot mess.
Oh, it was a ratchet mom. That's why. The ratchet mom. Real moms don't do that. Real moms don't do that. That was a ratchet ass mom. I'm just here to say, well, it is what it is. there was a hood rat ratchet ass mama. I'm for real. Like, you don't do that at no middle school dance.
Middle school. We're black people. None but black folks videotaping. Now, you know that's going to be a meme. You know that's on Snapchat.
That's going to go viral. I can't wait to see it. I'm going to be the main one. Look at this.
Girl.
Somebody get her. Who auntie is this?
And then she like wiping her stuff off. I'm like, you danced that hard, girl. And but it was a sixth grade, but they kept playing house music. I said, what these kids know about house music?
What was she dancing to? What was she dancing to? Tell me. Do you remember the song?
He had a house music beat. So imagine a house music beat. We'll walk it like it, you know, walking like I talking. And then, you know, the one other ones that have, like, the songs that you do the emotions with, you know what I'm saying? Those little kid ones.
Oh.
With house music beat behind it. The kids were trying to dance. I was like, they don't know about house music, man. They don't know about... I'm going to need you to... Who hired you? Fired.
You should have pushed them in the flow and took over, like, what's the name did on Fire Heartbeat.
Oh, you just don't know how bad I wanted to. You don't know how bad I was looking like, man, I could have just borrowed E's little speakers and did this shit.
Wait, hold on, player. Why my speakers got to be little now? Hold up, player. Why my speakers got to be little now?
Because you do got a little set.
That's the wrong thing to say to a man. Okay, that's what, you know what, we're just
going
to stick to the
topic. You have a little set of speakers. I ain't talking about the big boys. It would not been needed. I'm talking about the little ones. That would have did the shit, the stuff that we needed. What are you talking about?
Okay, there we go. Cool, we cleared that up. I was in my feelings, my bag. All I heard was a little package.
They out there.
That's all I heard. See, little package. My bag. Okay. Continue. I do have a big package, people, and I have a small package. She was looking for the small package. Okay, thank you.
Okay, you sound like this little kid at my school who got suspended. He told this little girl, see, y'all trying to take over. This little boy told this little girl, I got a small penis, but I know how to work it. That's how you sound right now.
Listen.
I'm telling you, they off the chain right now. He said, I got a small penis, and I know how to use it. I said, what?
You know why it's like this? Because the parents don't control what their kids watch and what goes into them. They think that it's, Jesus.
He got a small penis and he know how to work. I said, well, all right then, little boy, okay. And that little girl slapped him, pushed him out the chair. She said, I didn't want to hear that.
We grew up on drug dealer music. They grew up on drug user music. It is not the same. Everybody is retarded now. Mm-hmm. Like half of our population is retarded. Like they got it all confused. Parents don't want to be parents no more. They want to be their kid friends. Like it is backwards. Backwards.
Yeah.
My little girl.
No, we're talking about little kids now. We're talking about little kids. Yeah. Talking about parents and little kids being friends. Now, you can be friends with your kids and your adults, but it's not wise to try to be friends with your seventh grade child.
You got
to
raise
kids.
You got to raise kids.
You
got
to raise adults.
The way. The right way.
Right.
Dang, teach them something outside of this retarded ass music they listening to. Shit.
Right. And part of being a parent is disappointing your child. Letting them know, no, you just can't do that. It's just
and
part of what it
ass.
Is. Sometimes they gotta know. And beating their ass. So, you know what? Yeah, some of y'all do be beating your ass. I'm just saying.
For real. They got parents scared to discipline their kids.
The kids at my school said, Miss K, why you always trying to roll up on them? I said, let them roll up on me here. I'm a body slam you. I'm not playing with you. I will body slam you in front of these cameras. I don't give a damn. Roll up on me here. They was like, why you keep flooring the kids? Why you keep rolling up on me? I told y'all, I gave y'all a prerequisite. Don't roll up on me. Man, you will find yourself right on the ground. I am not
these
your mama.
This is crazy. I just seen a video today of a little kid and his mom in the store. She didn't want to pay for her pedicure, and she was trying. She left the store. Her and her son. He don't look like he was no older than 10. Was cussing out the people in the damn nail salon. I was like, look at this shit. I wish my son would say one cuss word. I swear I'm gonna pop that nigga in his mouth so hard.
Did y'all see that one about that little boy cussing that man out? At the store, he knocked all that stuff down?
Yeah.
Up on some Facebook.
They was at Walgreens. They was at Walgreens.
Yeah.
I seen that too.
No, I didn't
see it. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so this man was like, get your son, because he was tearing stuff off the shelves, and he would put it back, and he was like, you got to go. You can't buy nothing. And he was like, shut the fuck up. He wasn't no more like 3 or 4 years old. And then he's like, you need to, ma'am, you need to talk to your son. That is not how, you know, you got to go. And he was like, bitch. I was like, really? And then she didn't flinch.
Yeah.
She didn't look down at this little boy. She looked like she had the belt around her holding him with the belt.
She had the belt through his shirt. She had the belt through his shirt and had the belt hooked to her arm. And she was just standing there.
Like, didn't even flinch. I was like, oh, my God, his mouth would have been on the
and
ground.
And the store owner said, you need to discipline him. She said, I'm not finna hit my kid. Hit my kid for what? I'm not going to jail. I would have drugged that little nigga out of the snow. You heard me. By his car.
I would have went to jail that night.
Stop, damn it. Hey, that's my son. I'll drag that nigga up real quick. Look, bro. You know, I don't play them games.
I used to take my kids to the bathroom. They used to hate bathrooms. I was like, come on, let's go to the bathroom. No, I don't want to go to the bathroom. Well, you got a few minutes because y'all already know what's going down that bathroom. Come on in the bathroom because you couldn't, like, whoop them on a military base because you would get going to jail for real. The MPs would have, you know, like, seriously took you to jail right then and there. Come on, let's go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
All right, come on. Oh, we went to the bathroom. Oh, I wore that behind out. They came back. We went to the store again. I said, let's go to the bathroom. Didn't utter not another. I said, I don't play that. I know how to get around the police. I know how to get around the police and the military police. Don't play with me. I am your police. All understand right. This.
Oh, snap. Okay. My bad. All right, let's see. Okay, how did we get there? We got there from talking about people borrowing money and paying it back. we're about ready for entertainment news. Damn, we don't wait for them. Huh, yeah. I have to say, how do I say it? I want to have faith that they're going to pay me back. It may not seem like that because I asked for so much in collateral. like, I need your car. I need the pink slip on that car. I'm going to need you to come by on Thursday and wash my dishes.
For $5?
Exactly, just for $5. And if you borrow $10, you're going to have to come through Wednesday and Tuesday. I got some other shit for you to do. I got some dog poop for you to pick up in the backyard. All kinds of things, and you still got to take my money. I'm not saying that I don't think I'm going to get it back. I'm just saying, just in case you don't pay me back, I still got your car. You still did some things for me around the house. I think it might be worth it. Borrow $5 from me if you want to. Because that is my cap. $5. What? $5. No, we can't go. I need to pay my rent. Well, I got $5. That's not good enough. You mad? Okay, fine. I'll keep my $5. So yeah, I need mine back. I need mine back. So
now see, there's a difference.
Okay.
Between can I borrow $5 or can I have?
And can I have $5?
If I say can I have it, I'm not looking for you to get it back because you know I'm offering it. But if you say can I borrow, see borrow
I'm
means
on my $5 bet.
You won't give it back. Can I have means you won't see this back. Don't ask for it back because it ain't coming back.
Right. Right.
Mm.
I learned that trick when I was like 9 from my dad.
How'd that go
can
down?
I have? I have.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I end up being the spoiled brat that I am right now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
May I have?
And then don't send me to the store.
Mm-hmm.
And it costs because
oh, no.
I'm not giving you your change. They already know.
Oh, no, I'll give change back. I do that.
Oh,
I do
no.
that because if I send you to the store, I want all my shit back. If I don't get my shit back, I'm finna go in your pocket.
I tell you ahead of time, give me the exact amount of change because I'm not giving it back. And they look at me like, for real,
that's
I'm dead serious.
For real. I grew up with boys. And you can't send them niggas to the store for shit. They gonna come back with what they want, what you want, what somebody else want. Nigga, don't be putting on no orders on my money. Give me my shit back. Nigga, what are you doing? You buying ice and what? Give me money.
Well, such and such needed something.
Nigga, I asked you. I told you to get something that you wanted, not everybody in the house. Nigga, you buying supplies and... I want my
give my fucking name, man. Yeah, it was funny because it was like it was a game shift when, say, like one of my parents would ask me or my sister to go to the store. You dig? My dad would say, "You can keep the change." You know, we even found ways to be slick. Oh, they didn't have that, just to keep a little extra change. You dig?
Mm-hmm.
He got caught on to that shit real quick. But my mom, oh no. You bring her all her change back. She might even take some of the change that you had originally in your pocket. You
right.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Hey, Mama, you still got that bad today. She still got that bad today. Mama, I gave you, girl, I used it.
Oh,
what did you buy? What did you get?
Mm-hmm.
And then she be done bought some with my money. I be like, Mom, give me some. No.
For what?
You ain't gonna give me what? I just want one. Man, give me one. No. Ain't mine. Ain't
it's so bad. My kids the same way.
Man.
They be like, don't give me no change. You ain't getting none back. I be like, oh, you my kid. Oh. And I'm forever throwing something in the cart. Oh, if I'm rolling with you, I need this. You paying for it? No. You are. Put that, go ahead, put that up on there. You know I ain't paying for that. You know I ain't paying for that.
Are you suspecting if you drove?
Huh?
You said especially if you drove?
No, I'm just putting that up there.
Well, damn. I don't say, yeah, I'm good for that. Especially, you know, you ask me to take you somewhere. You know what I mean? I might throw some McDonald's here and get some chips for me. Yeah, yeah, I'm a little thirsty. I don't get that little jizz for me. Yeah. Come on, handle that. But she said, no, you could have drove. No, why don't you go and handle that for me? What the hell? Okay. So, all right. But,
I mean, ain't like I ain't got to the next time.
All right, well, I guess I got to take a breather right quick. So I got one song breather, and then we're going to come back. This ain't nothing new. But it's like it's not even an independent artist. It's a major artist. But she got two nice dudes on it. Check it out. This is Faith Evans. See if you can figure out who she got on this track with us when we party.
Ain't no party like a West Coast party.
West Coast Takeover
party,
Tuesday.
The West Coast party don't stop.
When we party on the West Coast.
Hits your lyrics, just split your head so hard that your hat can't fit you. Either I'm with you or against you. Format bent you, back through that maze I sent you.
The maze is a daze, I blaze, I will amaze. Smoking while you're looking with some California A's. Me and Big, what it is, get it in. Sipping gin with the hen in the alleyway. Bang in the alleyway.
Talking to the rap inventor. Nigga with the game type, fifth that flame right. Spell my name right. B-I-double-G-I-E. Iced out, lights out, me and C the Leo.
S-N-double-O-P, Big D-O. Old school. Nigga 84 El Camino, LBC, no, we love Big D though. I-E-Y, me can even burn it
in. When we party on the West.
Strictly for the weather, women, and the weed. Sticky green, no seeds, bitch, please. Papa ain't soft, dead up in the hood. Ain't no love lost.
Y'all know I'm from the West, I'm the king to be exact. You better holler at me when you need that grinding sack. I got it all, one call, no stall, on the ball. Winter, spring, summer, fall, listen to me, holler at you, dog. Words of the clever, forever multiply. Birds of a feather, prepare and learn to fly. Perfection, selection, this is a B-I-G-D-P-G-C connection.
I'ma spell my name one more time, check it. It's the N-O-T-O-R-I-O-U-S. You just lay down slow. Sipping on booze in the house of blues. What it do?
When we party on the
because the West Coast party don't stop.
Do you wanna ride with me? Do you wanna ride? Come and ride with me.
Ain't no party like a West Coast party, because the West Coast party don't stop.
Right, it's Faith Evans, Biggie Smalls, and Snoop Dogg. It's called When We Party. Yeah, on the West Coast, the parties don't stop. So I'm a banner back, so take over Tuesday. You know what it is, 424-243-9649. You got to press one if you're monstrous, though. But so, all right, Jazzy, you were going to tell us in the beginning of the show, tell us something special you had coming up. Go ahead and drop that on the people right about now.
Yes, I was saying that I have a fashion show coming up, another fashion show coming up, as well as being voted for Miss Fashion Week. You can vote for me, Fashion Week. All the info is on all my social media. You can find all flyers, all info, ticket sales, everything. On all my social media. If you are not on my social media Facebook is Markeithia Jazzy Bonner at that's MarkeithiaJazzyBonner. Instagram is at JazzyB3000, as well as Twitter and everything else.
Oh, Jazzy, is it possible you can put it on the Monstar page so they can hit up the Monstar page and see it on
yes,
there as well?
Absolutely. I can put it everywhere.
You hit on my page too, everywhere. Girl. Go ahead, tag my page. Go ahead. Tag.
Everywhere. I need them votes, people. I need all the votes. Miss Fashion Week 2018. Y'all need all the votes so I can go kill it one time.
Right, right. So, okay, okay. So, all right, make sure you people out there, you make that happen. So, all right, let's make her that, you know, our ain't there a song out there called Trophy Chick? I mean, you know what I mean? I think we should make you our trophy model around here and make sure you get that award. And then we can all be like, yeah, we have participated in, you know what I mean, making that thing happen.
Yeah,
so we need all y'all votes out there.
All of them.
We need all of them. Yep. We need to put y'all to put some of y'all in y'all kids' name like y'all did the phone bill. Y'all did the electric bill. We need a couple votes in y'all kids' name. Y'all nephew name.
Y'all always see me a monster. Yeah, y'all never get to see me jump fly. Y'all never get to see me jump fly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm finna make it happen. Finna make it happen.
Yep.
They're gonna be like, damn, she is fine as hell. What the? Why she being at? Dang, I didn't know she looked like that up under that tomboy. God dang, girl.
But most tomboys look hot.
Yep, so.
We're going to come out her show like,
okay.
We're going to be like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Under forever.
Y'all know this is worldwide. This ain't small. This ain't small. This is worldwide.
Okay. It's on worldwide? Okay.
New York, L.A., and Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Coast to coast, I need these votes.
Okay. Okay. So let's see. What else was I gonna say here? I got a little too excited there for a second. Well, okay.
He was finna say I'm pretty fly for a black guy.
let's see. Do we have some entertainment news?
I can pull up some real quick. Like a flash.
I mean, how do you guys feel about, I know they were talking about, I seen something in the news, they're talking about legalized gambling. What's that all about? I know they're talking about with the Viking Stadium. Gambling. Like, you know, I think making the rest of the states Vegas. Something like that.
Yeah. They were trying to put it state instead of federal. So their senator legislation is see if they can change it to statewide where each person can decide about the gambling instead of just Vegas. I guess everybody wants to be part of it. But if you do that, then the game of basketball and football will forever be doomed.
I don't think
they cheat
so.
Now.
Yeah, they cheat.
The spread. So just imagine if each state could control that gamble, you know, that gambling.
I mean, there you go. I'm still going to have all mine. Y'all not getting my shit. I'm not giving shit away. We need all the paper. Fuck yo. I'm not gambling nothing. I need all the paper. I'm trying to have businesses and land, and I need all the paper in order to do that. I'm not gambling away nothing. Y'all already getting taxes. I'm not giving y'all no free money, guys. Fuck y'all.
I have to say, the only thing I really hate about gambling, the only thing I really, other than losing my money, the only thing I really don't like about gambling is... Y'all have to excuse me, please, in all your comments. Anything that you have that you may want to complain, you can send it in to Monstrous Radio @gmail.com. But I just have to say, you scratch off motherfuckers. Y'all need to be shot. I can't stand it when you got a scratch off person in the front of you at the line at a gas station, some supermarket or whatever, ever. They scratch off, they give them their money, then they tell me how much did I win. You don't already know how much you want. And you want $17. Well, can you give me 17 more? Make his ass get out of line and go to the bank. Or he's going to be, okay, how much did I get now? $21. Okay. Can I get 20? No, you can't get 20. Get your ass out of line and go to the bank. I can't stand them little scratch off motherfuckers. Lottery tickets, whatever, ever. Powerballs. I kick you in your Powerball from the back. I'm just saying, I can't stand it. I can't stand it. Get your asses out of the line. Take over Tuesday. That's my rant. I know it ain't Comic Cafe, but I'm just saying I'm a mess on it. Hurt somebody. I'm just trying to buy a pack of bubble gum. And I got to do all this bullshit just to get my gas. Man, I'm just, my bad. Was that out loud? Ooh, I hate that. Am I wrong, though? Am I overreacting? Am I wrong?
No.
Come on, now.
And then you give them look like, so. If you don't, for real, and then there'd be only one teller cashier in there.
Yes.
And then you'd be looking like, where your help at? Because it's going to take all day. I got to go. I got somewhere to be.
Yeah.
Right. You'd be looking at the teller like, I'm going to beat your ass. You ring up one more time. Do it again.
Make
see
you
what
wanna,
happens.
Make you want to pull out a strap and be like, Mo's in the back of the line. Mo's in the back of the line right now. Mo's
right.
In the back of the line. Bring up my stuff. Get this money.
Yeah. Say one transaction per customer. One transaction per customer. Move to the back of the line. To the back of the line. Yep, all the way
right.
Back there. You see why this line is long? That's because of you. You move right back there. It's all because of you. Take your time.
Right. I need to have...
Y'all bud him because he going, you know, bud him because y'all going to be here. It's going to start another line. Y'all better recognize.
Right. Oh, you know another one that gets me? And then I'll let y'all just finish off however we want to do it. Another one that gets me? This is not Comic Cafe. I know it's Takeover Tuesday, but I'm taking over with some rants now. Pay attention. I cannot stand this win. It's a long line. One waiting there about, oh my goodness, too damn long. We'll just say 7 minutes. They open up another register. And then all the people from behind you go around and go jump in the line first. Oh, I'll beat all y'all ass. Move over. You know I've been sitting here this whole damn time. I'm before you, and they're going to open up a restaurant, and you're going to let all the people from behind me, go get in line first. Man, I'll beat all y'all up. Oh, where the manager? I'm going to start with you first. I'm going to beat you up. Then I'm going to beat up this whole lane. I'm going to go down one by one. Poop, 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 down the whole lane. I'm just saying. That's just disrespectful to me. I could be wrong. I could be a grumpy old man from Fargo. Call me what you want to. But I'm just saying. Don't open up no new line and let everybody in the back go. You're supposed to come over and say, the next two people in line, would you like to come over and get in line? I'm going to open another register. That's how you handle that shit. Because I've been waiting. I'm mad. I got to go to the bathroom. I probably need to get some gas before I go home. There's all kinds of things. It's going to open up another lane and people from behind me, for real. All y'all just going to go. Nobody going to ask me, do I want to go first? All, for real? Like, I ain't got shit to do. Okay. See what happens. Let that thing go.
Okay.
Up.
But, okay, when that happened, though, when someone opened up a register and you go to that register and they slow, and so everybody in the other register is done, and you with that slow cashier who just started, and you saying to yourself, I should have stayed my ass over there. Are you
that
new? Are you slow? Oh, now that drives me crazy. And you only had like 8 or 10 items, and you looking like you ain't done yet. What? I got 10 items, and that other person in the other lane got 25, 30, and they like whoop 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 whoop. And then all oh, let
Where
me hold on.
From?
Oh, now that what? Drives me nuts. Oh, are you sitting there looking like for real? You going that so for? What?
Right.
Mm.
Where
I done messed up manager.
Mm-hmm.
Manager, I done keyed in something wrong. What? Oh no. Mm-mm.
Oh.
That's why I kind of sometimes.
Oh yeah.
I be like ah. Oh.
Oh yeah, get out of line. Come on. Oh, I gotta go get some. I'll be right back. Oh, you'll be right back where?
Listen,
oh, hell no. We're going to throw your whole order away. Hell no. That's
me.
I'm not waiting.
Oh. What about the ones
that's
who card declines and they got to start all over?
Oh, no. I don't play
they
got to
take everything off.
And then at the end of the day,
you ain't got
no
money.
No.
you got to take all this off? What you mean?
Oh, no.
I got all my stuff on the belt. I can't take this off? Y'all, you better take yourself to customer service. Take your ass over there to customer service. Stop playing with me.
Oh, snap. So I guess after our little rant, that is how we get it in here on Comic Cafe. Comic Cafe, that's Thursday night. It's a night where you can call in and vent. We don't want your people out there to get 30 days. Cutting people's heads open in lines, beating up the whole lane. Don't get 30 days. Just call in Thursday night, Comic Cafe. Put your ass on blast. We gonna hood. You got the problems. We gonna hood solve them Thursday night. You did. How y'all want to end tonight? Take over Tuesday. Oh, because, yeah, we all mad at this point.
No, I want to end Takeover Tuesday in a great way because y'all know today is my mama's birthday, and she turns 32.
Oh.
And she is a cancer survivor. So I'm kind of psyched that I still got my mom. I love her to death. So I just want y'all to help me wish
uh-huh.
my mom a happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Hold on, she can't hear. All right, we live. She can
happy
hear y'all
birthday.
Now.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
It's your birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
We hope you have a great birthday.
Thank you very much. I greatly appreciate that.
Be blessed and many more to come.
Thank you.
You're most welcome.
All right, all right.
I love that lady.
Okay,
y'all.
So
I'll be wanting a trip for some time.
You don't get you.
Don't get you.
I know. So
I'm let her listen to it when I come back when I go back to Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Can't get me.
Gonna be like you said. What you want to do? What? Stop. So
she crazy.
So you ready to say your last words?
That was my last words. Oh, and I love my
okay.
team. Shout out to y'all. And shout out to this takeover that we're about to make happen in every area.
Right. And make sure you guys connect with Jazzy, like you said, about, voting for her. Because, hey, we need her to be that trophy around here. I'm just saying, we're going to paint her all the way gold. I ain't got no stand for you, but I got a really sturdy garbage can. And we're going to paint that gold. We're going to have you stand on it. And you're going to look like the big-ass Oscar Award or Emmy. But we're going to call it a Jazzy the Jazzy Award. Yeah, that's what we're going to do.
All right.
Look, she like, cool. Look, she like, I ain't going, but I'm going to be nice on the air.
Y'all know, I was a tomboy in my other life. So I do got good balance. I can do it. Don't get this with me.
So,
Oh, just stay monstrous and be blessed.
Okay, there it is. So, all right, let's see. I'm going to try to play something nice on my way up out of here. Oh, I thought I had a different one by him, but I don't. All right, this one here is something. Technically, it probably would have been played on a Wet Wet Wednesday. I'm just saying, this is Eric Benet and Tamia. It's called Sunshine, the remix. Monsters Radio Live, Take Over Tuesday. You didn't like what I was playing? You should have called in and took over the show. I'm just saying, on my way up out of here.
Something's been lost along the way. Remember times we just laughed for no reason at all, and all those feelings of anticipation. We've grown accustomed to life without living at all, but something went wrong.
girl Jazzy B, and you are now rocking with us on Monster US Radio with a raw.